It's Jersey's Rat Radio, 95.9 The Rat. You are inside the Morning Rat Race with your boy Gotzi here and Eastside Dave, always on the Morning Rat Race.
Hello, good morning.
Carl Kraft with the Morning Off. This portion of the show is brought to us by Rocket Mortgage. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loans process, Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage. Right now, we are going to throw out three stories as part of the No Sweat News.
Oh, yeah. And hopefully you win that No Sweat News quiz on Friday. NJ Lotto scratch-offs, Rat Bandana has a really fun prize pack.
If you miss any of the stories, check out WRET.com. They'll all be up there in the podcast section. Here we go. We're going to have one good story here. And then after that, it just goes down the tubes.
That's okay by me.
Here we go. Since this pandemic broke out, story number one, two-thirds of Americans say quarantine has made them a better person, according to a new research.
Really?
The survey of 2,000 Americans aged 21 over looked at the positive changes to come from this challenging time and the ways in which respondents are reprioritizing their value. Results reveal 55% of respondents were even a bit embarrassed by some of the things they valued or favored pre-quarantine. And this time spent inside gave 70% a chance to learn more about themselves.
That is very surprising. Yeah. I am a little surprised. I guess some people have taken up those hobbies like baking bread or something like that.
That's exactly what it says right here. Some respondents gained the time and flexibility to develop into new hobbies and discover new passions. And 35% say they want to continue those hobbies once quarantine is even over.
Well, I've learned a couple things. Like when I run out of cigarettes, I know the perfect spot in my backyard to go where I probably have a few half-finished cigarettes.
They call those jail cuts.
Exactly, from the night before. So I just scoop them up and light them up.
It's kind of disgusting, Dave, but okay. Whatever works for you.
I guess, so you're saying my new hobby isn't as good as what? Baking bread or learning how to sew?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of nasty, Dave.
Okay, fine. Moving on.
As long as your hobby is in, like, story number two here, check this guy out. Okay. Story number two, a 61-year-old guy out in Oklahoma City named Christopher Sale. He showed up at a Taco Bell drive-thru. He did this on Saturday night.
Oh.
Only problem was he's naked. He claimed it was all because his clothes were in the wash. But the good folks over at Taco Bell, they ended up filling his order and hoped he would just leave. Then he asked for more tacos. They gave him one, but he still didn't leave. After that, he asked for more hot sauce, and then he came back again asking for more napkins. He finally left, but then he came back through the drive-thru and asked for more sauce yet again. So the employees at Taco Bell said, enough is enough. They picked up the phone, hit 911, called the cops. The cops showed up. He told police that all of his clothes were in the laundry, but he was so hungry that he jumped in his car anyway. He claimed he didn't know it was illegal to drive naked.
Yeah, I would not, I guess, necessarily know that right off the bat, since you should be able to be seen from the waist down. I'm just saying.
I mean, he's
I'm
in
sort
his
of
car.
On this guy's side.
He's in his car.
As long as you can't be seen on the waist down. If you have, like, a lowrider car and they're handing it to you, but, you know.
Well, come Friday, they're going to do inside dining. So you might want to put some pants on if you're trying to walk inside the Taco Bell.
This guy should stay 50 feet away from all fast food restaurants.
Yeah, screw your 6 feet on this
one. Yeah, I mean, this guy, the more I think about it, maybe he is a creep after all.
Well, my man was arrested, but it's not very clear on what charges he's going to be facing.
Well, that's fantastic.
Taco Bell, baby, showing up naked to it. And lastly, remember I mentioned this one? I'm so skeeved out.
Yes.
On the last story here.
Yes, tell me.
I don't even know if I should do this. And I'm like, whoa. I was reading this morning and I was like, I can't. But Davey Mack wants it done. So here you go. This is a nightmare. There's a woman in Russia who recently took a nap in her yard.
Okay.
All right. She was in her backyard. She took a nap. When she woke up, she wasn't feeling right. So she went to the hospital.
Okay. Listening.
The doctors found out while she was asleep in her backyard, a 4-foot snake had crawled into her mouth and went down her throat.
Oh, my God. A what? A 4-foot snake? Did you say 4 feet?
Yeah.
4 feet.
A snake crawled down her mouth and went down her throat in her backyard while she was asleep out in Russia. Here's the worst part about it. There's even a video of them removing the snake from her throat.
This is like Hostel or Saw or one of those horror movies.
I'm shaking just reading this damn thing. Some people even in the area of Russia are saying that's not even rare.
It's not rare.
Yeah. They say it's normal to warn people not to sleep outside because of this exact scenario.
Note to self, never go to Russia then.
And sleep outside.
This is typical camping weather. If I just go for a camping trip in Russia, I got to worry about 5-foot snakes crawling in my throat and the ear, but your lungs.
How do you not wake up? Like you feel something.
She's a heavy sleeper.
Oh my God.
Maybe she took a Tylenol PM. I hear those work quite nicely. I don't know. I don't try that myself.
Maybe she passed out drinking too much vodka out there. A 4-foot
That's
snake.
What they call Tylenol PM in Russia.
Yeah.
Smirnoff is the same thing. Doctor, I'm having trouble sleeping. Here's an eighth of Smirnoff.
Can you imagine?
You know I can't imagine. That's horrible.
Passed out in your backyard and a 4-foot snake comes crawling into your mouth down
Did
your
you
throat.
Ever see Star Trek 2? When they torture, I think it was Chekhov, by putting this disgusting, creepy-looking bug in his ear to get him to tell him the truth.
Yeah,
these were the Klingons who did that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That scene scared me and gave me nightmares forever. Congratulations, Gots. You now have removed Chekhov
from
Star
scene.
Trek 2 from my brain, and you've inserted a 4-foot snake crawling down this Russian woman's throat. So thanks a lot for that. I appreciate you giving me new nightmares.
What are you bitching at me for? You're the one who wanted this story.
I didn't know it was going to be that.
Oh, God.
Thanks a lot.
I'm going to get a beer.
I need a shot.
Yeah, after that? Oh, my God.
Horrifying.
Actually, if a snake did that to me, it wouldn't live in my stomach.
I know that the snake would instantly disintegrate with the amount of Jack Daniels and whatever kind of beer you have in there. It would be like dropping the snake in a vat of acid.
God.
Yeah, no, you're fine. But for the rest of us normal humans, we need to worry about a 4-foot snake crawling into our throats.
That's so nasty. There you go with your three stories as far as the No Sweat News. If you missed any of them, check out WRT.com. They're up there in the podcast section to gear you up Friday for that quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.